Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Wonderful to be with you. And we have an amazing show lined up for you. You know, this coming Sunday, the 4th of February, being World Cancer Day, we've put together something really special. You know, the DL Link 3Cs fundraising dinner is coming up. I've been mentioning that on the 19th of February. And on the very day, if we go back to 2021, Nightbird, Jane McCurskey, I don't know if you remembered, it was in 21, she received a golden buzzer for her amazing original song, It's Okay. And then in 2022, she passed away at the age of 31. We were the only ones in South Africa actually to interview Jane. And after that interview, we had such a huge response because she was so inspiring. If we then fast forward to the 18th season of America's Got Talent in 2023, our own Mzansi Youth Choir brought executive producer Simon Cowell to tears. And why? Because they sang Nightbird's song, It's Okay. And it was so moving. And this beautiful, proudly South African choir made Americans Got Talent history as the golden buzzer was awarded by the audience. And this happened for the very first time. And as I've been saying, it's so amazing because this year, the 3Cs dinner, who is going to be performing? The Mzansi Youth Choir, which is brilliant. Now I'm going to be chatting to the Mzansi Youth Choir, the music director. He'll be coming on, and then two of the choir members. We're going to be chatting about that. So that's all coming up.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So really, everyone's been talking about Nightbird, and no, it's not a nightbird, but she certainly has the voice of a most beautiful bird. I'm talking very specifically about Nightbird, otherwise known as Jane McCurskey, who went on to America's Got Talent, and she sang It's Okay. She got a standing ovation, she got the gold buzzer, but she has not only an extraordinary voice, but an extraordinary story, her cancer journey. She's going to be sharing that with us during today's show. But first, let's take you back to 2 weeks ago when she appeared on America's Got Talent. Here she is, Nightbird.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy you are. What's your name?
My name's Jane. When I sing, I go by Nightbird.
Oh, that's nice.
Nightbird?
That's right.
Did you sing? Do you sing for a living?
Not recently.
Where are you from?
I'm from Zanesville, Ohio.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. And the dream is to be a singer. What are you going to be singing for us tonight?
I'm singing an original song called It's Okay.
It's Okay.
Yeah.
It is. It's okay.
It's okay.
What is It's Okay about?
It's Okay is the story of the last year of my life.
All right. And who are you here with?
I'm here by myself.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I have not been working for quite a few years. I've been dealing with cancer.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
Can I ask you a question? How are you now?
Last time I checked, I had some cancer in my lungs, my spine, and my liver.
Wow.
So you're not okay?
Well, not in every way, no.
You got a beautiful smile and a beautiful glow, and nobody would know.
Thank you. It's important that everyone knows I'm so much more than the bad things that happen to me.
Yes.
All right. Sing for us.
Good luck. Nightbird.
In the summertime, I
change my name, thinking that it would change my mind. I thought that all my problems, they would stay behind. I was a stick of dynamite and it just was a matter of time, yeah. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew myself, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. I wrote 100 pages, but I burned them all. Yeah, I burned them all. I blow through yellow lights and don't look back at all. I don't look back at all. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright. It's alright to be lost sometimes.
Wow.
You know, it's funny because singers come on and I think about authenticity. You know, when you feel it, when it moves you, that felt like the most authentic thing I have heard this season.
That was surprising to hear. It was powerful. It was heartfelt. And I think you're amazing.
You gave me chills. I mean, your voice is so beautiful to listen to. It was beautiful all the way around.
Your voice is stunning.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely stunning. And I totally agree with what Howie said, you know, about authenticity. There was something about that song after the way you just almost casually told us what you're going through and, you know.
You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy.
There are, however, there have been some great singers this year. And I'm not going to give you a yes. I'm going to give you something else.
You blew us all away. You are the voice we all need to hear this year.
That was way more than okay. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
God, that really got to me.
It pushes all the heartstring buttons, right?
And yet she's still so strong.
Welcome back to the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And you just got to witness the extraordinary, the beautiful, the wonderful performance by Nightbird. Not a dry eye in the house, literally. Because not only is Jane's voice really magnificent, and she has such a profound message, But really, she represents our strength and our triumph of the human spirit. You know, we're all fighting our own battles. And so to see someone stand up and really open her heart and open her mouth and inspire us that way is a beautiful thing to witness. So we're so privileged to have Jane on the show all the way from the United States, just to take time out of her very busy schedule to chat to us. So Jane, welcome. Thank you so very much for joining us.
It is lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Jane, is a whirlwind the right word to describe the past 2 weeks for you?
I wish I could think of a stronger word than whirlwind. That's what I have. Yeah, I am completely, completely blown away. I would have never imagined in a million years this is what I would be doing right now. I can't believe it.
Yeah. So everyone's vying for your attention. Everyone wants to hear your story. And that's an incredible thing, but you've gone from a very tough year, and it's a tough few years. And we'll go into that, to all of a sudden being thrust into this very bright light with everyone wanting to hear your story. How are you coping?
I think it's such an honor to share my story with other people, because it's not about me. And there are moments when I am so exhausted sometimes from constantly, you know, sharing about the hardest parts of my life, as would anyone, you know. But I think what's harder is not sharing about it. And that's the example that I want to set to people all over the world who have their own struggle. It is hard to talk about it, but it's harder not to. Because when you do share about it, then I think you'll always be surprised with the support and the encouragement that you'll get from the people around you and all over the world. That's what I'm experiencing now.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, as I said in the introduction, what you represent, you know, whether people have been on the journey, a similar journey to you or not, it's just what you represent. And that you are, through your vulnerability and opening up, you're allowing others to do the same. And that's incredibly powerful, Jane. I came across, a blog of yours, oh, so beautifully written. And I'm speaking very specifically about the one, God is on the bathroom floor. You talk about, being diagnosed with cancer. You talk about your marriage breaking down, going to California for treatment. And then after that, experiencing a real physical head trauma, that your brain was sending false signals, and you experiencing this excruciating pain. And you describe yourself lying on the bathroom floor and your relationship with God. Can you speak to that a little bit, Jane? Because we're talking about, you know, at the end of it, standing up on stage and getting the golden buzzer from Simon Cowell, but building up to that, to have the strength to do what you did. Can you just expand on that a little bit for us, please?
Yeah, I'm continually amazed, honestly, by the arc of my own story. And it was honestly, I don't know the date on the blog. I wish I had it pulled up, but I wrote that blog.
March the 9th.
That was almost exactly 1 month before I stood on that stage and recorded the audition. So I had, you know, the lowest moments of my life within, you know, 31 days of the highest moment of my life. But to be in pain for so long, anybody starts to doubt what they thought they knew before. Anybody starts to question reality at all. And that's the place where I came to in my faith, thinking I thought I knew so much about God and the world. And I thought that I was so resilient. I thought that I was invincible. I thought that I was completely, resolute and immovable as a person. But it turns out I'm not, and I wasn't. And when it came down to it, I wrote that blog on the bathroom floor, believe it or not, in my mm-hmm. phone on the notepad app. And, I was trying to boil down, okay, so what do I know? And, my favorite part of that whole blog is, you know, maybe God will say that I disappointed him or failed him, or maybe I wasn't grateful, or maybe there was a lesson I couldn't learn, but I know for sure God can never say that he did not know me, because I am at his door every day. And that resonated with people, because we don't get answers when we want them. With the response that I've received, even from that blog alone outside of the audition, there are thousands and thousands of people on the bathroom floor even today asking these questions. And we're all grieving together. I'm amazed at the response.
Jane, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your time. We know that you're so busy. We're going to watch you soar. We wish you every success and we wish you good health and this beautiful journey of yours. May it just continue and continue. May you continue to inspire. It has been such a privilege having you on the show. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. An honor to share with you.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
And you heard her beautiful, beautiful song, Jane McCurskey, Nightbird, and how we were all heartbroken, how on the 18th of February 2022 she passed. And the Mzansi Youth Choir, as I told you, took to the stage, America's Got Talent, and what did they sing? That exact song, It's All Right, and they got the golden buzzer. This is what it sort of sounded like.
Well, welcome. Tell us who you are, please.
My name is Zoe, and we are the Mzansi Youth Choir, all the way from Soweto, Johannesburg, in South Africa.
Tell me about the choir. How did it start? Tell me everything.
Well, it's a little bit of a sad story, but it has a great ending, of course.
Okay.
Exactly 20 years ago, our founders, Yanni and Marina Zimon, were carjacked. And to their surprise, it was done by young people. And then they saw this as an opportunity to change young lives. And then they started this choir.
Why did you decide to enter America's Got Talent this year?
Because America's Got Talent is the biggest talent competition in the world. And it has the power to inspire and give hope to the people.
We're ready. We're rooting for you. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
A very, very special person from our AGT family. Her name is Jane. Her nickname was Nightbird, and she sang the song, so it has a very special meaning in my heart. It was really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
What a surprise to hear that song, and your voices are fantastic. That was the perfect AGT audition.
I'll always remember Nightbird. And to see that it touched people on the other side of the globe. Unbelievable. you deserve so much more than a yes and to be here. You deserve a thank you. Thank you so much.
Can I ask why you decided to sing that song?
When we heard Nightbird sing the song on this stage, we were very inspired and touched by her story that we decided to record the song. To our surprise, she responded so beautifully. This song has been such a pillar of strength for us as a choir through difficult times. We just want to continue her legacy, and that's why we chose the song.
How beautiful. This brought back so many memories for me. Gosh, it was... Oh. This is so hard. Gosh, give me 1 second. I know how much this would have... would have meant to her. It would. Right until the end, she was so passionate about sharing her music, and this has gone all over the world, and you've come back here with the most amazing tribute. It was just breathtaking, honestly.
Thank you.
I want to suggest something. We've never done this before, but we've always discussed one day giving the audience something. This is for Jane.
There we go.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, you're tuned to the DLink show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And as I mentioned to you, Sunday, the 4th of February, is World Cancer Day. And this day has really been looking, this show, we're celebrating lives. We're celebrating those extraordinary human beings who have gone on a cancer journey and who are no longer with us. We, you know, talking about the Three C's dinner with Rob Siegel. And this year, the tribute, the honoring will be, in Bev's memory. Bev, who was an extraordinary human being. And she came on the show many, many times, and 7 months ago, she passed. And then we have Nightbird, who sang this magnificent song, It's All Right. And she got the golden buzzer. We had the opportunity. What a privilege it was to interview her. She inspired us. And then the Mzansi Youth Choir went on to America's Got Talent. And what did they do? Well, they sang the song, and they inspired everyone and brought everyone to tears. And the audience gave them the golden buzzer and they immediately went to the finals. And isn't it just extraordinary that we have the Mzansi Youth Choir who will be performing on at the Three Seas Dinner, and that will be happening on the 19th of February. And so this circle, you know, and that's what the Deal Link is all about. It's this link. It's the circle of life. It's the beginnings, the endings, the connections, the love, the energy of that. And this is another full circle with the fact that the Youth Choir will be performing at the Three Seas fundraising dinner, where we are remembering those who have passed, those magnificent human beings, and, you know, especially with Bev, with Rob organizing. So it's just magical is the only word I can use to describe this. So we have Sudumo Nyamezele, who is the music director of Mzansi Youth Choir, and we've got a couple of the youth choir members, Zoe and Kenilwe, who will be joining us in just a moment. But first, Sidumo, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Nikki, and good afternoon to your viewers. We are absolutely honored to be part of the show. Thank you.
Well, you know, you heard what I just said, you know, the circle of life, the connection, the what's brought it all together is quite magnificent, Sidumo. Now, you've got such a wonderful background. You do extraordinary things and all over the world helping, and this is your passion. How did you get involved with the Mzansi Youth Choir?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting one. I was meant not to be there for more than a year. James actually asked me at some point, will you be an African music consultant? And the time I was so busy. So I said to him, only on one condition, that I'm going to stay for a year.
Yes.
So and that time they were practicing in Soweto. But there's something that is wonderful about the space, the Mzansi Youth Choir space. Once you go in, once you interact with everybody, that space, if you have a good heart, it swallows you. So I believe I have a good heart because that space swallowed me. I fell in love with everybody. So my title got changed very fast and very soon. And then I became a music director, which I'm honored and privileged to be part of that.
Oh, wow. That's just wonderful. And I mean, to work with these youths, you know, to work with them, with the beautiful talent that they have. And I see that you have this three pillars, you know, your roots being traditional music, spirit, gospel and anthems, and youth, current pop music. And you bring all of these pillars together. So to take this and to take these extraordinary young people and decide to enter into America's Got Talent. Wow. That took a lot of planning, a lot of courage, a huge visionary to do that. Was it a huge undertaking?
It was a scary and a huge undertaking. But the old poets would say, there's no challenge that cannot be met and there's no dream that cannot be true. So, yeah, we decided not to be cowards. We decided to gather the foot soldiers around and plan it nicely and go on to the quest.
Wow. How many people are there in the choir?
So now at the present moment, we're 47. So, but the ones that we took for America's Got Talent, we just took 20 singers.
I mean, I'm just thinking about all the tickets, the arrangement, the accommodation, the food, everyone arriving on time. Listen, you deserve an award for that. And before I have a word with Zoe and Keneal, where I want to ask you, that song that you sang, It's All Right. And it made such a mark because of the story of Jane, you know, Nightbird, which was such a touching story. What made you choose that song?
It's a very interesting one because Moritz and his girlfriend, they arrive at the rehearsal one night. And Adele just said, look, Sidumo, there's this song, there's by Jane. So, and it's a beautiful song. Can you and Maurice just sit down and see what you can do? So Maurice just sent me his arrangement parts. So I said to myself, yeah, it's you know, when you watch the her audition, it's just, it takes you, it moves you. It, you know, you feel part of a story. So then what I did, I just arranged it for more than 10 voices. I was very brave. I was extremely brave, and it turned out to touch so many people, and I was quite impressed with how the singers also have actually owned the song, have actually put every single part of their body, emotion, body and character to make the music meaningful and to make the music touching and to make the music to actually be another global hit. So very excited as Mzansi, I mean, for us to be able to touch so many people, I mean, with this arrangement that we did. We're honored.
And what an arrangement it was. And it was, as you say, there was so much attached to it. It was such a big song. You know, they could have gone there and people could have thought, oh, but it the opposite. It was this connecting, as you say, because everyone could relate to the It's All Right. And then remember the beautiful Nightbird, beautiful Jane. So I'd like to call in. I'm hoping that Zoe Gulwa and Kanilwe Mulato are there. Zoe, Kanilwe, are you there?
Yes,
we are. Hello, ladies. Welcome, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show. You know, when Sidumo talks about that night, the golden buzzer, Zoe, let's start with you. If you can just in one sentence describe the feelings, the emotions.
We had butterflies the whole time that we were
Zoe, you there? You say you had butterflies the whole time.
The whole time we were there, we had butterflies. Our emotions were all over the place. But the minute that we got on that stage, everything just went away. And we just wanted to do what we believe we were there to do, which was to heal and reach people's hearts.
I love that. Heal and reach people's hearts. We're going to take a quick break. Kanilwe, then I'm going to be asking you about your experience. So stay with us.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Welcome back. We are so lucky to have the Mzansi Youth Choir performing at the Three Seas Dinner on the 19th of February. And we are so delighted that we have two of the choir members as well as the music director on the show. And Zoe and Kenil, we're just sharing that extraordinary moment, you know, going over to the United States, taking part in America's Got Talent. So Kenil, where that song, you knew the history of the song. You knew that Jane had sung it on that exact same stage. What was it like for you singing that song in that moment?
Singing that song at that moment was very special because, I mean, Jane did a very good job in touching people's hearts and making sure that the nations or everyone in the world receives the message. So having to fill those shoes was such a big mission, but I believe that we got on that stage and we did our best, and it was such a special moment for the choir. It was very spiritual and it brought so much peace to us, and I hope and believe that it brought peace to the world as well.
Oh, and it continues to do that. That's the wonderful thing, is people get to relive that beautiful memory. So how did you, after such what it must have been an incredibly overwhelming time, all this attention on you, right? Everyone's talking about all of you. Everyone's backing you. Everyone's excited about it. How do you keep your feet firmly on the ground, Zoe?
We have a motto, or something that we live by as a choir, and that is the rule of being humble. Always we are reminded that we have a mission as a choir, and that is to hopefully change the world in whatever, whichever way that we can. And we are always reminded that with doing that, we always have to be humble. We always have to just focus on the mission and not on what the fame that comes with it or whatever that comes with it. Yeah.
Keeping your feet firmly on the ground with that motto. I love that. And so, Kanil, when you came back and your lives had changed, really, because, you know, now everyone was talking about you. Did you find it difficult to get back to normal life?
I think the hardest part for us was just the sleeping schedule because it changed drastically. But we have loving parents in the choir, and they always reminded us to, like, or they kept us intact all the time, you know, because I think it's normal for such things, for people to lose focus or to become distracted or to feel overwhelmed when such things happen. Mm-hmm. But being in this family, this choir, just keeps you grounded all the time and intact. So, yeah, I don't think we had a lot of hardships to face when we came back.
Yeah, I love that. And see, do more for you. So, you know, managing, being this musical director, there's, I'm sure, quite a lot of pressure. Now you're going to be bringing the choir along to the Three C's dinner. What can people look forward to? What can they expect?
Yeah, we hope we're going to keep them on their feet, eh? They must dance a lot. And we're going to entertain them, no doubts, no doubts. And we're going to do some different songs, which we hope, you know, all those songs are going to touch them, some of them. Or, you know, if anything else, we're going to do it right there, I can tell you people are going to have fun. That is the bottom line. That is very important.
I have no doubt, Sidumo. And I'm sure it's going to be so wonderful. You know, the energy of that space, the energy of where you're performing in, you know, tributes, memories, honors, everything. You'll get to feel the magical energy of the DL Link, the work that they do, the people that will be there. So we're so excited that you're going to be there. Sidumo, Zoe, Kanilwe, thank you for coming onto the show. Thank you for touching deeply the souls of everyone and joining us together. It's been lovely having you on the show, and we look forward to seeing you at the event on the 19th of Feb.
Thank you very much. And thanks for having me.
Lovely having you on the show. So for you listening, you know, as I said, what a cycle, what an amazing circle has been completed. And hopefully you're going to be going along on the 19th of February. Of course, the evening would not be possible if it wasn't for Liberty. Liberty makes it all happen. And if you're interested, the 19th of Feb, book your tickets. Don't miss out. The Mzansi Youth Choir will be performing. Just contact the DL Link. You can go on their website or phone them directly, get your tickets, you buy a table, and it's just going to be unbelievable. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I have beautiful memories in remembering magnificent souls that have passed. For me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, do take care and goodbye.